Ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Beis in Maseches Erevin, 272nd daf in Shas. We are preparing towards Sukkos here in Eretz Yisrael, in Artzeinu HaKdosha. Unfortunately, due to Corona, things are a little bit more subdued. And what's most important, of course, is that we continue to do our best to follow as many safety measures as possible and follow the laws of the land. So in our Beis Medrash, the preparations towards Yom Tov have been a little bit different. Still, with all of the desire and the work to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Sukkos with all of their hidurim as much as we can. And Baruch Hashem, the Talmud Torah and Amelus throughout the world of Torah continues on. Our daf is going to continue. We're going to pick up with Rami Bar Chama, four lines from the top, in regards to someone whose koneh dalet amos. Does that only apply to someone who was shoves, or as well as someone who places his eruv? Then we were going to have a new Mishnah that's going to continue the topic of ani and usher that we had of the previous Mishnah, that differentiates between how one is koneh shvisa depending on whether one is homeless or one is at home, versus someone who is walking along the way. The Gemara will analyze our Mishnah about Misha Machzik Bederech, and then we will have a concluding topic of our Perek, and that is someone who goes outside of the Tchum, him being stuck outside of the Tchum, and the Halachos of where and how he is allowed to move. So let's Bezras Hashem begin. Says the Gemara, four lines from the top. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hare Amru Shavas Yeshlo Dalet Amos. If a person stopped in a open area and he was Kona Shvisa, so then we learned that the halacha is that he has four amos that he's allowed to go in any direction. But Hanosein Eseruvo, if a person puts down his Erev, Yeshlo Dalet Amos, does that individual also have Dalet Amos, just like someone who stopped? Oh, lo, or he does not have those Dalet Amos. When it comes to someone who's actually in a particular place, there the Torah says, Shvu Ish Tachtov. So the person is kone that makom that's Tachtov. The question is, when it comes to an Erev, he's not actually standing there. So is that enough to be kone Shvisa? That's how the Tosis Rid and others explain. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava Tashma, Loi Amru Ma'arvin Bepas Elo Lahakel Al Ha'asher Shelo Yatza V'arev Beraglav. So we had learned previously in the Mishnah that the concept of Erev was so that someone who's wealthy is able to stay at home and make an Erev in the spot that he'd like to have has his Shvisa for Shabbos. V'amrit Einloi. And if you're going to say that the usher loses out, that when it comes to an Erev, you only have that place and you don't have the four Amis, because the only time you have four Amis is if you're physically there, Shvu Ish Tachtav, so then, Hai Lahaka Lahachmeru, that's not making things easier for the usher. When you suggested to him to make the Erev, you actually minimized the amount of movement he had. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, no. Afilu Hachi Nichale, Ki Echad Lo Nitrach V'Nifak. He'll give up those four Amis. At the end of the day, he'll get an Erev. He'll have extended his Tchum. And that's better for him than being Toreach and to go out. So from here, the Gemara's Dechia, it would sound like that an Erev is not Kone Dalet Amos. However, La Halacha, we learned, Alamed Beis Amed Beis, Amar Rova Noisin Eruva Yeshle Arba Amis, and that is how we paskin. We begin the new Mishnah, Mishi Yatza Leilech Be'ir Shema Arvimba. If a person is neither an Ani or an Usher that we described on Memtes, but he has begun his travels, he's begun to walk, and he is heading to another city, he knows his destination, and he put down an Erev because he's going from city A to city B, and city B is outside of the 2,000 Amos, and he put down an Erev in between so that he'd be able to reach that city because it's less than 4,000 Amos away from the city that he's leaving from. And then things get a little bit more complicated. Ve'chziru chavero. And his friend forced him to go back. For example, his friend told him, it's too hot to go, it's too cold to go. Here in Eretz Yisrael, on Yom Kippur, it was quite hot. Sometimes it can be quite hot, and therefore a person changes their plans. We daven vasikin instead of the normal time. Who mutter leilech? So then he is still allowed to go to that city on Shabbos, the second city, city B. Since his fellow has been gone on the way, he's begun his walk, so then in such a case, that is enough for him to qualify as shvisasoi b'makom ploni. However, someone who wasn't machzik b'derech, then they can't simply bekone it with the statement of shvisasi b'makom ploni. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rameir disagrees. Koshu yochol la'arev, anybody who's able to put down a eriv. In other words, anybody who wasn't b'derech mamish and is close to his house, then he automatically is considered like an usher. V'loi rev, and he didn't put down an eriv. Hareze chamar gomel, he's like a chamar gomel. In other words, he is pulled in two different directions, and therefore he is not like an ani that could clearly delineate that shvisasoi is b'makom ploni, the place that he's going to. As long as he's a homeowner, so then in such a case, he cannot stake a claim in the other city. As we learned on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, Rav Nachman explains, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, on the Mishnah Mem Tes on the Beis, the halacha is that when it comes to an usher, the usher cannot be kone a place by simply saying Shvisasi b'makom ploni. In contrast to an ani, since it's normal for him to go there, so then in such a case, Shvisasi b'makom ploni is going to work. So therefore, says our Mishnah, we have Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that anybody's Yatzel Aderech, he has a din of an ani. Rabbi Meir says he is like a balabais because he is a homeowner, and therefore he's chamar gomel, he's being pulled in two directions, and simply a statement of shvisasi b'makom ploni is not going to be enough to make him rooted in that place. The Maharsha adds that there is really a double machlokus over here, aside from the question of whether a machzik b'derech has a din ani or not, that the statement shvisasoi b'makom ploni works. The other question is whether he loses his tchum in the opposite direction. According to the Seifa of our Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so since he can't make an Erev in the direction of that city because he's not on the way, he also loses his rights to go out from the city on the other side. In other words, if he's in city A and to the east is city B, he would not be able, the usher, in attempting to go to city B, albeit ineffectively, also cannot go to the west to city C as well. While the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that his statement doesn't work, the usher's statement doesn't work, but he doesn't lose that direction as well. The Gemara now begins to clarify our Mishnah, and at this stage the Gemara assumes that the fellow had put down the Eruv with the intention of going to the Eruv and to come back, but not to go to city B. So therefore the Gemara asks, Maishna iu, Maishna inu. What's the difference between the fellow who put down the Eruv and everybody else? That we say that the halacha is that their amira is not going to work. They could also put down an Eruv and be able to go and come back. No, he has two houses. Ubeinam shnei tchumei Shabbos, exactly how we described city A and city B, is a distance of a little bit less than 4,000 amos. And therefore, iu kivan denafik leilurcha, since he's machzik bederech havile ani, then he's considered ani, as we explained when we learned in the Mishnah. Vahani ashirinenu, and the other people are ashirim, and as we saw, an usher cannot say shvisasi b'makom ploini, in contrast to an ani who can. Tanya Amihach, we learned the Brisa also said that. Mishesh shnei batum, hinein shnei tchumi Shabbos, kiman shehichzik b'derech kane eruv. if he goes on the way, he's kona the erev. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, al kein am Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda afilu matzai chavero. Even if his friend finds him, he's already started walking on his way. But his friend stops him. Va'amar loy lin poi es chamu es tzinu. He says, it's very hot. It's very cold. But then they continue on the way. L'machar mashkin v'holich. And he suggests that they're going to continue tomorrow. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda. Notice Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, who actually is respectfully disagreeing with his father. Amar Rabba. And Rabba explains what exactly was the machlokas. Lomar. What comes out between Rabbi Yehuda and his son Rabbi Yossi is kule amalo pligi. In this brisa, there's no discussion ditzarech, that the halacha is that you need to go out on your way, and then even if your friend derails you or suggests that you change your direction or stop, more precisely, that the halacha is that you could continue going. And it's still considered as if your original area is your tchum. But ki pligi lahachzik. The machlokis is in regards to being machzik. When are they arguing ki pligi lahachzik? They're arguing about how far you need to be considered someone who's an ani. According to Reb Yehuda, only if you've actually gone out and begun your trip, so then in such a case, you would be considered as if you were Kona Shvisa in the second point. However, Rabbi Yossi, his son, says that as long as he wants to go out, even if his friend stopped him, in other words, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda said his friend had stopped him, Rabba learns that he had stopped him in the process of going out, even before he had not gone out. Nevertheless, once he decided, that's enough. So that's the machlokis according to Rabba. V'Rav Yosef, Amar, the Amoira Rav Yosef, learned a different shot in the machlokis. Le'achzik de'kulei alma lo'y pligi de'tzarech. No, even Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you need to go out. But ki pligi lo'ymar. But the machlokis is in regards to whether you need to verbalize shvisas lima complaining. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to say it. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, then you don't need to say it. The Gemara, therefore, has shown that there is a question within Rabba and Rav Yosef about what the Nakuda between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, his son, was, but everybody agrees that the foundation of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that you had a city that was a little bit less than 4,000 amos from city A, and he had an Erev in between, and the question is whether he could go out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once he's gone out, then in such a case, then he would be Kona Shvisa if he said that he wanted to go to that place. The Gemara now analyzes Keman Azla Hada Amr Ula. Ula had a comment in regards to a similar Shaila. Mi Sheichzik Bederek. Somebody had gone out on Erev Shabbos. V'chzirei Chaverei. And then his friend brings him back. Harehu Muchzer Umuchzuk. The halacha is that he is now back in his city, and he has the tchum of a city, and he's muchzik b'derech. Now the Gemara points out immediately that Ula's statement is quite cryptic. If he's considered muchzer, then he has his regular Erev, that's in all directions, in city A. And if he's muchzik, then that meant that you're muchzik in the direction of city B, and then in such a case, the Erev goes in that in particular direction. I muchzer l'ma muchzik. If you're going to say that he's muchzer, in what way is he considered returned? Vi muchzer, and if he's considered returned, lema muchzer. And for the Heilige Gemara, hachi kamer. Afal pisha muchzer, even though he's returned, nevertheless, muchzer, he's kona shvisa in that particular direction. Now the Gemara goes back to its original question in regards to the shita of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Kiman. According to whom does Ula's Shitas follow? Kirev Yosef v'alib de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We go back to the discussion of Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, what the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is. According to Rabbi Yosef, who had said the Shita Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is that you're Kona Shvisa by simply being machzik b'derech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, without having to say something. So maybe is that who Ula is following? That you don't need to even spell out which direction you want to go. The Gemara suggests that that is how Ula is going to work. It will be, according to Rav Yosef, as he explained Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Because in a case of where the fellow is muchzar, he's returned, that sounds like he has no intention to be going back. And therefore, he did not verbalize he wants to go back. Nevertheless, Ula told us that he can go back, as we just explained, and that seems to be consistent with what Rav Yosef had said, Bedas Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that even if he doesn't spell out, in this case he's not even thinking about it, but even if he doesn't spell out, then he could still go back in that direction. Now the Gemara brings a story that backs this up. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtasa, Isle Kakola de Piri, he brought a basket of fruits, L'Rav Nassim bar Oishia, Ki Have Ozil Shofke Adinachas Darga. When he turned to go home, Rav Nassim bar Oishia then pulled a fast one. Shavke, he made believe that he was encouraging him to leave. Adinachas Darga. He went down one step. And then, Omar Le, Bishacha, stay here. And Lemachar Kadim Va'azel. So at Friday night, he told him, on Shabbos, you'll go back. So how does that work? Once he started going back, that's going to be enough. Keman ke Rav Yosef, it seems to be that following the Shita of Rav Yosef, he was machzik b'derech, without saying that he wants to be koneh shvisa in his house, va'aliba de Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, and following the Shita of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That's what it would seem. Says the Gemara, second wide line from the top of Numbez and Bez. Kerabba va'aliba de Rav Yehuda, he could even be following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, he was machzik b'derech. And number two, that in a case in which you took one step, that's enough. And Rav Yehuda bar Ishtita said something. Just because it wasn't recorded that he said something, no. The Shita of Rabbi is that you need to say something. But he did, and that was enough. We now go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Rameir taught us, as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that if you have an Erev and attempted to go in that direction, but without having the ability to be Konash Shvisa in that direction of City B, so then in such a case, you not only can't go to City B, but you also lose the other direction, your tchum in the other direction, because it's chamar gamal, because you have contradictory eruvim. Neither of them work, and therefore you're not going to be able to go in the other direction as well. So the Gemara says, ha-tanina chadazimna. We already learned, in a case of where you had an eruv that was a safek, in which direction it was matir for you to go, so Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim Hareze Chamar Gomel. Not only is it the halacha that you're not allowed to go in the direction, in our case, of City B, but you're also not able to go in the direction of City C as well. So why do we need that opinion to be mentioned? Amr Rav Sheshes, Loi Teima Taim De Rameir Safik Erev Safik Lo Erev Hu David Chamar Gomel. No, over here it's not because it's a Safik. If it's certainly not an Erev, then it's not called Chamar Gomel. So it can't be that the reason why you can't go in the direction of City C is because it's a Chamar Gomel. Because here there wasn't even a Suffolk. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that once you attempted to make an Erev in that direction, it's a nothing. If it's a nothing, so then you can't go into City A because you weren't an Ani, you were an Ashir. And what is the reason that we call it a Chamar Gomel? Ella, afilu vade lo Erev, even if it's certainly not an Erev, have a Chamar Gomel. He was misalik himself in the direction of City C, to hacha vade lo Erev. Certainly, it's not an Erev when he said Shvisasi b'makom ploni v'kahave chamar gomel, and nevertheless, even though it's not a valid Erev, it's still considered chamar gomel, because once you attempt to go in direction of city B, then you cannot go in the direction of city C. You lost that. In contrast to a regular case of Suffolk Erev, it's a Suffolk, and therefore there's a contradiction which direction you could go, and therefore you're not able to go. Here, it's Vada you can't go, but still it's considered Chamar Gol. Says the next Mishnah, Mishi Yatza Chotz L'Tchum. Somebody went out of the Tchum. So the halacha is that once you've entirely gone out of the Tchum, you can't move. However, the halacha is that, in general, a person has Dalet Amos, his own Dalet Amos. And here we have a fascinating discussion in the Mishnah. Afilu Ama Achas. If he's gone out of the Tchum, even one Ama. Lo Yikanes, then he only has Arba Amos Bilvad. And then in such a case, he can't go anywhere else except for those Dalet Amos. Rabbi Eliezer holds up the idea of Havloas Tchumen. Rabbi Eliezer says that since he has four Amos, so if he's gone 2,000 Amos and he's now out of the Tchum, even if he goes 2,002 Amos, since those two Amos go back into his Tchum, so then in such a case, in other words, it goes within the Tchum of 2,000 Amos to his city, let's say he's gone 2,001.9 Amos out. So if he goes back to Amos, he'll be back into his original Tchum. Yikane, so that's called Havla. Shalosh lo yikane. But once he's three out, so then in such a case, he can't go back in. So the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer is, do you say Havla Tchumen? The Gemara spells out a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina taught us, Ragloi achas b'toich ha-tchum, Ragloi achas chutz ha-tchum, lo yikanes. If he's got one foot in and one foot out, then he can't go in. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Yishayo, d'chsiv im'shtoshiv mishavas raglecha. Raglecha ksiv. The halacha is your foot, b'lashon yachid. That you shouldn't take your feet out, im'toshiv mishavas raglecha, if you will hold back your feet from going out. So the Pasuk says that's a good thing to hold your feet from going out. The Pasuk continues that you do it, l'kdosh Hashem, mechubad, v'chibaditoy. So then in such a case, then you didn't go outside the Tchum. Mashma, that even one of your legs can't go out of the Tchum. Wait a second. So that seems to be, like Rashi explains, like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, who says that you don't even get Havlas Tchumen. And the Gemara asks on the Shita Rabbi Chanina from a Braisa, V'atanya ragle achas betoch ha-tchum, ragle achas chutz ha-tchum, yikanes, you can go in. Says the Gemara, ha-mani, no. This Braisa is going according to him. Acherim hi, disanya acherim amrum, l'makam sherubay hu niskar. That the halacha is that you could follow the majority of your body. So the Gemara is pointing out that in our Mishnah we have two extremes. We have either you hold of Havlas Tchum or you don't. Tanakhama says yes, Rabbi Lazar says no. Now, in our Gemara, we're pointing out that the Braisa seems to be like the Tanakhama entirely, and then we have Rabbi Chanina, who says that one foot in, one foot out, you're able to go back. And the Gemara says that Shita is following the Shita of Acherim, who's the third Shita, who says that you follow the majority of your body. Ikadami, others say, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Ragle Achas B'Tchum, Ragle Achas B'Tchum, Yichanes. The Rabbi Chanina was actually a Mekel, who said you could go in. Dichsim Toshir Shabbos Raglecha, Raglecha Karina. That he read the Pasuk, that even though it's written without a Yud, which is the singular, Raglecha, but he read it as Raglecha, which are the 2 feet, 2 legs, with a Yud. V'atanya lo Yichanes, but the Braisa, the tradition had in the opposite direction, that said that you can't go in. Da'ama, who, so the Gemara says, "Who the Amar?" Rabbi Chanina was following the Shita of Kacherim, the sign l'makom shuba u'nizkar. You follow the majority of your body. So now we go back to Rabbi Eliezer. We learned that Mishra Rabbi Eliezer Amar Shtayim Yikanes Shalosh Lo Yikanes, that you do have lost Tchumen. V'atanya Rabbi Eliezer Amar Achas Yikanes. If he has one Amar out, Shtayim Lo Yikanes. That the halacha is that he can't go in with two. Only one is enough. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. It's no stira hadakar chada v'kamatarti. In one case, we're talking about where he left one amma, but he's still within two ammas. Like I spoke out, he's within 1.9. Hadar ki tarti v'kama tlasa. But when do we say it's a problem that when we say shtayim lo yikanes means he's left the second amma, it's 2.1, and then in such a case it's going to be a problem. The Gemara then clarifies again different traditions within Rabbi Eliezer v'atanya, but didn't we learn in another brisa something else from Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I feel amma achas lo yikanes, but here he said even one amma, you can't go out. So Gemara answers, we're talking about a different case entirely. Ki tanya ahi l'moideit. We're talking about a case of someone who is stranded. Not a person who made an Erev and he has his tchum. In other words, we're cheshbening his 2,000 amos outside of a city, for example, or outside of his Erev. Here we're talking about someone who's choshcha baderech. Shabbos set, and he was stranded. So then, sha'amru, the chacham said, noisen loy alpayim amos. He counts exactly 2,000 amos. Then, afilu soif midasai kala b'ma'ara. Even if the end of his counting ends in the middle of a cave, that normally a cave is considered warm and shust, and he can continue. In such a case, he can't go further than those 2,000 amos, and then there's no din of muvla at all from his extra 2 amos. There we don't have that din. If we're talking about choshcha b'derech, he only has exactly 2,000 amos. We continue with that case, actually, of the Mishnah of choshcha. Mi shehichshech chutz l'tchum, afilu ama achas, if he goes outside on Erev Shabbos, he was hichshich outside the tchum. So then in such a case, if he's 2,001 amos, he still can't go back into the city. Lo yikanes. Reb Shimon Oimer, afilu 15 amos, yikanes. Even if he's 15 amos outside the tchum, he could go in. She'ein amos shoychais, because those who measure mimatzines hamidos, they tend to shorten the measurement, because they measure with an amma mitzumtzum, mipnei atoin, and since the measurement is not accurate, so then in such a case, even he has leeway of 15 amas. The Gemara, as it concludes the perek, spells out the following. Tana mipnei toya hamida. We learned that the tchumei ayaros used to make mistakes in terms of the mida, and they would not realize that when they measured with the rope, they would measure with a 50 amma rope, but would not calculate the ends of the rope where their hands were holding. This is the second pshat in Rashi, Toei Amida being those who measure. The first pshat, Rashi learns, is actually those who measured it did it precisely. By the way, Rashi points out, according to the second pshat, the numbers really, really work out. If you cheshbon how much a person holds on the rope, and a 50 amma rope, and Rashi does a whole cheshbon for you, how you got to exactly 15 ammas. More likely, Rashi thinks, is the first pshat, that the people who measured didn't make the mistake, but when they measured, they were machmer on the tzibur. They would say that the tchum Shabbos ends over here, and it wasn't actually 2,000 amos. It was less than that. Maybe 15 amos. There is a question why they assumed they got to 15 amos, or it was just a general number, but they would make it shorter than that, because than 2,000 amos, because people would generally make a mistake on Shabbos and go a little bit more than 2,000 amos. So the Moda de Tchum would tell them a little bit further in before 2000, and therefore, if a person is in such a situation, he's able to go lekula if he's a couple of amos out because of the towin, as our Mishnah mentioned. This Bisiyata Deshmaya concludes Misha Hotziu, and tomorrow we begin a new perek, a mathematical perek, and that is how we calculate the tchum of a city. This Bisiyata Deshmaya concludes Daf Nun Beis.